Satisfal, could you please elaborate a bit in regards to the product discovery? What does it mean, discovery, and when we need that thing?
The product discovery, it's essentially the process of understanding user needs, market demands, and identifying the right problems to solve before jumping into building solutions. It's also about validating ideas and ensuring that we are building something that actually solves the real problems for our users. It's really important to find this product market fit before we build something that will be very, very expensive and time consuming when we do not understand our user, we do not understand our market need. Product discovery helps us to validate all our assumptions and help us to build something that our users will love and will use in the future.
And what is the most important part of this product discovery, in your opinion?
The most important part, it will be user research. It will be understanding what the problem is that our users want us to solve for them. Not just finding this problem for them, but understanding them, listening to them, researching them to understand what they need. And then we will be able to build this ideal solution that will solve their problem, that will make them happy in the future. And of course, that will bring a lot of value both for them and for the company.
All right. So problem identification, this is the key, right? To find the best value and outcomes at the end of the day. All right. And how does the product discovery impact the ROI of the company?
Let's say the product discovery first, it's an ongoing process. It's not something that we just do in the beginning of the project and then forget about it. This is an ongoing process that we are improving all the time. The market changes all the time. When we understand the market demand, when we understand the user need, so we build the solutions that truly address the user need, we can increase customer satisfaction. We can get higher retention rates. And ultimately, in the end, we get better return of investment for the business because we are investing into something that user will adore in the future.
Is every discovery successful? And what does it mean, the successful discovery?
No, definitely not. No, not all the discoveries are successful from the deliverables perspective. Sometimes discovery can be considered as unsuccessful because in the end, we do not have a solution, but we validated that our assumptions, they were wrong. From solution perspective, it's not successful, but it's very successful from business perspective because this stopped us from investing into something that no one will use and no one will pay for. But the discovery can be controversial in the end because our ideas and assumptions can be broken. But when we are talking about some deliverables, right? After the discovery, we always have our user personas. We always have our problem statements, some user journey maps. It also can be like feature prioritization matrices and validated prototypes. So we can start development right after the discovery. If our concept is proven to be successful and useful for our customers.
Speaking about the target audience of the discovery, who is the usual user or requester of this service? Is it only product companies, business people, or enterprises as well?
It helps both enterprises and startups, any company that would like to develop the solutions for their users, they should incorporate the product discovery. For enterprises, the product discovery helps make more informed decisions about where to allocate their resources. So they understand the problems that should be solved and how these problems align with the company goals. This will allow for more accurate budgeting, higher level of commitment from the teams, and ease the product development process. So this is essential for business to invest wisely. For example, everyone is talking about the artificial intelligence right now. We have a lot of solutions here. So a lot of enterprises, they are eager to implement the solutions as soon as possible. But AI is not working standalone. We need to incorporate into a lot of processes. And when they start spending a lot of money, just buying different AI products and implementing them, they start understanding that this is not working. That's because they didn't do this product research. They didn't understand where the AI can be beneficial for the company. So they just spend a big amount of budget into something that is not working. And if they did the product discovery initially, this won't be a case. Yes, a discovery is helping to find this product market fit. Besides the product market fit, discovery also creates this development plan, the roadmap, the understanding what and when should be delivered, the scope for the MVP. So yes, the product discovery is essential part for each modern business to work effectively and deliver the solutions that users will love and pay for.
What's the difference between product discovery and solution discovery?
The product discovery, it's oriented on users and products. That's something that we plan to build and deliver in the future. And solution discovery, it's more about improvement. It's more about building something big. It's building the solution from technical perspective, understanding how we can improve for our cloud services, how we can build our backend solution. Usually solution discovery ends up with the user story maps, with the prioritized features, plans that developers can start working right on them. And product discovery, it's more about finding product market fit than building the solution itself. A lot of companies are afraid of this product discoveries. That's a new term here in the business. A lot of teams want to do it everything old way. And let's say first build a solution and then find the customers that will use it. But the product discovery is very simple to be implemented in the working processes. You don't need a huge team to work on this. You just need product manager, or this can be done by the existing team members. It's just the continuous process. Once this process is implemented, it's very easy to maintain, and the benefits, they really overcome the efforts for the implementation. So, Sergey, can you tell us how the product discovery and solution discovery is done in the Nix, and how Nix also can become a crucial partner, not only for the discovery, but the whole solution development?
So speaking about the process of the product discovery at NX, this can be divided into three major stages, right? This is the preparation stage, where we try to analyze all the requirements, analyze the market, and be prepared to kick off the in-depth discussions, right? During this stage, we form the team, and the team usually includes a product manager, architect, and experienced designer. And then we build a comprehensive plan how we want to proceed throughout the discovery to achieve the stated goal in short time frame. So again, this is a pretty intensive project, and that involves a lot of stakeholders from both sides, from the customer side, from the NX side. So the detailed plan, this is crucial part of that. Being prepared and aligned on all parties, we kick off the discovery, and this is usually the number of days or weeks to do a deep dive into the topic, to discuss the goals, vision, important requirements, build initial prototypes and initial solutions. And then the final stage, this is the solution definition. This is the iterative process where we do the number of exercises to close all the requirements, to validate all the ideas, and to get the final results, which is actually the roadmap, the scope, product requirements document. This is number of prototypes in any form of the mockups, or maybe some kind of POCs. And finally, the budgeting with all the details, how to implement this project. Speaking about these two phases, this in-depth dive and solution definition, that's usually we advise to do that on-site, where we start all the journey with the on-site presence. And then we build the good trust among teams and good collaboration, and finally, the good results.
It's a very intense process with a lot of different team members involved, and with great, great deliverables. So the end result of this solution and product discovery from NX will be a defined solution that can be built. So can NX also support the building of this solution? And can NX help to keep up with the market to understand what new features should be added there?
where the company that supports all the stages of the development from the ideation and up to the maintenance. And this is where our partners can get the commitment, what we design and discover during the discovery phase, we can then implement that and bring to the life, right? And this is where the benefits of partnership is revealed. Apart from the access to wide ecosystem of expertise and experts, on short term, the partner also gets the commitment to deliver, and as well as the other innovation partnerships in the future. So definitely this is where we can help and benefit from each other, because if the partner is successful, then our company is also successful.
Thank you, Sergey. So if the business would like to start working with the Nix, how long it will take from this cooperation initiation till the first results? How long does discoveries take?
So normally the start of the cooperation, this is the really fast process at an X site, and this is the value of this exercise, right? To start fast and to deliver fast. Overall, from the starting engagement, just contacting us on our site, tenx.com, and up to the start of discovery, that can be just days how we start. And usually we just oversee that this is up to the partner, how fast they can be, can allocate their time. And then to deliver the discovery, it usually takes around 3-5 weeks. So in 1 or 2 months, you can get all the artifacts, all the outcomes and benefits from the discovery, starting from strategic alignment, for stakeholders buy-in, risk mitigations, cost efficiency, and ending with the good development plan and documentation.
So it won't take the business half a year or the whole year to start delivering something and seeing that something is done. So yeah, you can contact us tomorrow, and as soon as in 1 month, you will start seeing the results of the collaboration with the Nix. Can you tell us a little more about prototypes and how they can be beneficial for the businesses and for our customers?
Yeah, prototyping, this is the essential part of the product discovery, and that can help on different stages of the discovery, right? Starting from the business ideation, to define the use case, to define the potential solution and validate that throughout some mockups, some user experience design, and ending with the proof of concepts, right? Which can involve both either the just prototype, but also the technology proof of concepts to validate the feasibility of the implementation, to save the cost, to mitigate the risks around the applicability and feasibility. So depending on the scope and the problem, we usually define what should be done there, and where whether any kind of prototypes can be delivered within the discovery phase. So then the end stakeholders, the end partner can get these results, something that they can touch, that something that they can present to the board, to their users, and so get the feedback and the buy-in from other investors, stakeholders, and the team.
Sergey, can you please tell us why Nix should be your business partner, should be why you should choose Nix to become solution discovery and product discovery expert and a partner?
Probably the major parts of this answer is that the NX as a company, we do have a lot of experience in discoveries, and we are running hundreds of discoveries throughout our presence on the market. So we have 20 years of experience, and so a lot of discoveries there already done. The crucial part of that is that we can start the discovery really fast. That's the question of days, not weeks, with the full-fledged team, and all the expertise is needed to deliver that exact solution, right? And then speaking about the access to subject matter experts, this is where the partner can benefit a lot, because that's what we see, that this is the usual challenge, to have lack of these people, to have lack of the proper processes and experience in running that. And with the partner like NX, this can be done really fast and efficient. And last but not least, this is about the end-to-end journey. This is about the covering the both parts, consultancy, what is discovery, right? And then delivery. And this is where we take the commitment, and this is where our company's logo, Get Things Done, is really matter. To kick off the journey, please contact us on our website, nx.com, and our representatives will get back shortly.
It was a great conversation with you, Sergey. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.